Dylan Mulvaney touts relationship with God, "I don't think he made a mistake with me." By Neil Monroe on April 19, 2023. Transgender advocate Dylan Mulvaney is portraying himself as a religious martyr while he tries to blur the nation's recognition that men and women have different needs and preferences. "I'm trying really hard to maintain a relationship with God," Mulvaney said as he presented himself as classic movie star Audrey Hepburn in a March 13 show at New York's Rockefeller Center. He continued, "I don't think he made a mistake with me, and that maybe one day I will actually be grateful for being trans, that this isn't some curse, but it's just a different path to the same destination." The video was posted by RelevantMagazine.com amid the public kickback against Anheuser-Busch's much-publicized decision to hire Mulvaney as an advocate for its Bud Light beer. The company's CEO is trying back away from the decision, but he also faces pro-transgender pressure from marketing executives and likely from President Joe Biden's government regulators. Mulvaney's declaration of a religious explanation for transgenderism conflicts with many opponents' descriptions of transgenderism as an anti-scientific cult. The cult is supposedly pushed by secular advocates who wish to wreck the popular and useful national norms that help ordinary men and women cooperate and compete without expensive instructions from elites. Watch, "Gender dysphoria is a mental disorder. Young women on dangers of transgenderism." What this cult teaches its adherents is that you are God. You can change nature with your will, Tucker Carlson said on his April 7 broadcast. Transgender advocates cannot actually change their male or female sex, so they urged the federal government to suppress Americans' recognition of the two distinct and complementary sexes, Carlson said, adding, "You dig up a fossilized skeleton thousands of years later, and you can tell its sex because of the bones. We can't change that, much as we might want to. Much as we might feel deep sympathy for those who want to, we still can't change it. That is true. And so, of course, they have to criminalize your observing that it's true, because that is a challenge to the core of their faith. These are religious extremists on a jihad against the population. And in order to win, they have to force everyone to lie." The progressive movement is a safe home for transgenderism because it also emerged from a semi-religious movement for radical equality on earth. Progressives working within Christianity and Judaism applied religious morality to the task of transforming American society during the industrial age away from the exploitation of workers and toward more cooperative forms of economic life, said a 2010 article at a website run by the Center for American Progress. The article said, "Faith-driven progressives insisted that society and governments uphold the fundamental notion that all people are equal in God's eyes and deserve basic dignity, freedom, political rights, and economic opportunities in life." Transgenderism is often compared to pre-medieval Gnostic cults, which claimed that material reality, including human bodies, is an evil force that seeks to conceal each person's hidden divinity. In transgenderism, a person's feelings and beliefs about their identity reveal their true self, while the physical reality of their genitals or hormones can be false, said a 2022 article in thinkingwest.com, adding, "Like its Gnostic roots, transgender ideology is in direct opposition to Christian beliefs, which firmly state that mankind was created by God as a union between spirit and body. Though subordinate to the spirit, the body is intrinsic to a person's identity, hence the importance of the resurrection of the body referenced in the Apostles' Creed." The self-defeating Gnostic claims died out in the 500s as Christianity offered a more coherent and useful vision of a God-created world of humans, faith, ambition, and science. Mulvaney faces a tougher road to mental stability because of his decision to convert from a gay man to a transgender woman and a martyr for transgenderism. Transgender men who try to live as women face sexual rejection from 71% of lesbians and 97.3% of men, concluded a pro-transgender survey in 2019. In comments reported by the Daily Mail, Mulvaney laments a moribund romantic life, and says that all his matches on the exclusive dating app Raya seem to have second thoughts and reject the pairing before they even go on a date. "I still haven't been kissed as a girl. And I assumed that I would have had that happen before day 365, Mulvaney lamented. "Every day, I'm realizing that probably won't happen. I'm getting a little impatient because, especially when you're feeling yourself and even looking at that Grammys picture, I'm like, that's somebody who should not be single. Mulvaney told People magazine on March 2nd. But then you're like, wait, why is no one in the DMs? The unhappiness of transgender people has been converted into a security issue by the killing of 6 people at a Nashville school by a woman who described herself as a transgender man. We have to look at whether common psychiatric drugs, as well as genetically engineered cannabis and other narcotics, are causing psychotic breaks, presidential candidate Donald Trump said at the April convention of the National Rifle Association. He promised that he would convene an independent outside panel to investigate whether transgender hormone treatments and ideology increase the risk of extreme depression, aggression, and even violence. Similarly, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has pushed to curb teachers' advocacy for transgenderism in primary and middle schools. DeSantis is also trying to protect women's sports. It is wrong to have a swimmer compete for 3 years on the men's swim team, switch to the women's team, and then win the women's national championship, DeSantis recently told an audience at Liberty University in Virginia. That is a fraud. That is wrong.